as I record them. Okay, so we are now on air. Okay, so the first part of the mission statement on the website is the New Plymouth Christian Church, NP2C, is a multicultural church committed to helping all cultures to enter into the kingdom of God. That is to say that we are not just a church for Filipino people, though the roots of the church are from the Philippine community. Very strong roots too. Just a little side issue about Filipino people. You should be very, very proud of who you are. I went to the funeral up north, and I just heard a little bit of history of a man who... Ivan's uncle, who came from a little village, became an extremely successful man. You know, in engineering, wasn't he? High engineering. So he didn't, you know... He didn't have a little village mindset. You know, his vision was vast, and that impacted on his whole family. Amazing. So, you know, New Zealanders tend to be a little bit inward, but you people don't. You know, you set a vision and you go for it. So, you know, be proud. I noticed a lot of the men had dark glasses on, and the first thought was, don't hide your eyes. You should be proud of who you are. Then Ivan said, oh, they're probably upset and crying. So, okay, I give them that excuse. But as Filipino men, be proud of who you are. Look people in New Zealand, you can look them in the eye. If you know who you are, that's not hard to do. Doesn't matter what they throw at you. If you know who you are, doesn't matter what they throw at you. Anyway, that was a little side step. As a church, we want to reach out to all races of people. The Bible tells us very clearly in the Great Commission to go to all nations. Okay? Matthew 28:18-20. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. All right? And then he goes on to talking about baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Have you noticed that I continually repeat this scripture? I have done since I've been here. I don't stop repeating it. So I think God's in there. Anyway, in regard to the kingdom of God, that's in our heart. Now, there are other things where the kingdom is. So we're waiting for thy kingdom to come, the big kingdom coming to earth. Da, 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 da. But as we are now, our kingdom is in our heart. It's an understanding of who we are. Like I was just saying before about the man. If you know who you are, anyone, if you know who you are, it doesn't matter what people throw at you, because you know who you are. You're part of a wider community called the kingdom of God. In regard to the kingdom, that's in your heart. Jesus stated very clearly in Luke 17:21. There's lots of debates about a lot of these scriptures, but I'm just a fundamental Christian. I don't have huge theories around these things. Okay. The Bible says it, I do it. Now, when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation. Nor will they say here or see there, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you. That's pretty simple. Though I guarantee there must be 1,000 books on that little scripture. But isn't that simple? I think it is. Okay, the other part of the mission statement is to commune and recognize God, the Father of all creation. Let's go to Genesis, eh? Genesis 1. The beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. There's a huge story in there, but I won't even go there. It's called pre-Adamite history. Never mind. One day we will, just for kicks. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of the God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw the light was good. And he separated the light from the darkness. Well, the darkness was only lack of light. That was pretty easy. There's fundamental things in what I'm saying, by the way. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning the first day. So the story continues. If you go into Genesis, it talks about the 7 days and 6 days and da-da-da-da. Okay. The next part of the mission statement says to reach and influence people by building and providing Christ-centered, Bible-based churches. Now, you'll notice there I've written churches in plural, not singular. Because I believe very strongly that God's preparing a lot of people sitting right here to run churches. That's why you're here. All right? Don't think we're just a little church. You'd be surprised of the power a little church has spiritually, in the spirit realm. If you understand the kingdom of God, if you understand what God's all about, and if you understand what Jesus did and why he did it, there is power. Okay. So the other part of the statement is to help change mindsets and to empower people to lead and impact positivity in every sphere of life through the infilling of the Holy Spirit at conversion. That's the counselor coming out of me, okay? Mindsets, that's where your mind is set. Your thinking can be stinking thinking or good thinking. When I was running the rehab, I used to say to the young guys there, they used to say to me, they say, oh, you're nothing but a brainwasher, Stefan. And I'd look at them, I'd say, dirty mind, wash it. All right? And then I'd say, change your stinking thinking. Because that's what it's about. People have problems in their life because of the way they think. And remember that our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in high places. So a lot of our thoughts are not always godly. We are a worldly vessel. We have worldly thoughts. The prince of this world, or the king of this world, is whom? Who did Jesus say was the king of this world? Satan. Yeah. But we're not of this world. We're of the kingdom. See the difference? We're in the world, not of the world. So I'm not saying to totally possess yourself in these thoughts, but just keep them in mind. You know, they need to come to mind now and again when you're having a hard time. My fight's not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and high places, you know. Someone's yelling and screaming at you, and the first thought that comes to your head is whatsoever proceedeth out of the mouth of man comes from the innermost part of his soul. So if someone's going, what's their soul like? But if someone's going, what's their soul like? So what comes out of here comes from in here. I'm sure you know all this stuff. I'm just reminding you of it. All right. Anyway, to help change mindsets and to empower people to lead and impact positivity in every sphere of life through the infilling of the Holy Spirit. We can't do it alone. Our change is not because we did it. We didn't even deserve it. We were given it freely by our God who gives freely to us. Jesus spent a lot of time healing the sick, changing the way people thought through godly teaching, healing their minds, their bodies, and kindling their souls to eventually reconnect their spirit to God through the rebirth via the Holy Spirit. Many then, and in the world today, have moved away from communing with their God. How often do you talk to God? I'm sure we talk to God a lot more than people out there. When I'm saying out there, I'm talking about in the world. I'm sure there are times that when we're having problems, we will say, gee, Lord, I don't know if I'm getting this right. And you'll start talking to the Lord. That's prayer, by the way. Prayer, you know, like prayer isn't kind of a religious thing. You could be sitting here right now praying, looking at me, listening to me, and praying at the same time. That's a thing you can do anywhere. The closeting thing is talking about inward, not about hiding into an actual literal closet and shutting the door and saying, Father God. Actually, I listened to a thing on prayer this morning with Andrew Womack. If you ever go on YouTube, go to Andrew Womack on prayer. Brilliant. He's a good man. Anyway, Jesus gave some clear examples on how to exchange our lives, how to change our lives. We could exchange them, I guess. How to change our lives. Jesus set the way by being baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan. His cousin baptized him in the Jordan. So that was an example. He didn't have to get baptized. I suppose because he was in the flesh, yes, maybe the flesh needed baptizing. But him as the Christ didn't need baptizing. So the whole thing was an example. Now, I've talked about this before too. If I'm repeating myself on past things, it's because it's important. Baptism is important. That's why I get really annoyed. Oh, maybe I shouldn't go. Okay, I get a little bit distressed when I hear people who don't baptize by immersion and people that don't get baptized when they're at the age of understanding. Because the whole crux of baptism is about rebirth. You have to be aware of what's happening. You have to know what's happening when you get baptized. Dedication's great. Dedicating babies to the Lord and the church is a great thing. It means that the church is going to pray for that child through their growth and always be there for the child, like if a church is 60 godfathers and godmothers, that's a great thing. Baptism is something very different. It's very serious. Must have been. Jesus did it. Must have been pretty serious for him to go down there and say, John, cuzzy, baptize me. And John says, what? I'm not even worthy enough to undo your sandals, mate. You know, there was a reason, because it was an example. And remember that at that time, John was baptizing for the remission of sin. Jesus had none. So, yeah, it's more about the example being set for change, for rebirth, for connecting us closer to God and for us to become more Christ-like. Don't let your humility get in the way of that, by the way. Don't think that you're too humble to become Christ-like, because that's what you will become. Jesus came as God in the flesh, as an example of what we can do in the flesh. We become Christ-like eventually. That's why Jesus commanded, by the way. He didn't just say, hey, if you want to. He commanded that we go out and baptize. Part of the Great Commission, isn't it? Isn't that what it said? Go out unto all the world, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Didn't he say that? I didn't say it. The Bible said that, so it must be real. Must be true. Okay, so that is why Jesus commanded, and I'll keep repeating it, he commanded, he wasn't just asking them, he commanded them to go out unto all the world. He said, hey, you all go out and do this, because he knew what would happen. I was a little bit, well, I don't know, distressed, I guess, by, I read a thing recently on YouTube, and it was about the Dalits in India. That's the untouchable case, you know, the Hindu case. Have I got that right? I think so, yeah. I have, because I looked it up. Anyway, and a lot of them are converting to Christianity in big numbers right now. And they're doing that because in their case system, as an untouchable, they are nothing. But as Christians, they are something. All right. But then I read, someone said that there was a problem, as many could not be baptized, as there were too few ordained ministers. What a pile of crock. If I am baptized, spirit-filled and born again, I can baptize. That's what the Great Commission said. Who said I have to be an ordained minister? that I have to wear lovely cloth and a little white thing, and what a pile of rubbish. So again, Satan is influencing a move of God. All they need, look, you could go out there and over to India and start baptizing thousands of people in the name of Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then those people can go and, you see how it works? Thousands can be baptizing thousands, and they can all get the infilling of the Holy Spirit, Spirit-filled, born again. But there are these lies around baptizing children. That's a lie. It takes away the power of the individual when the individual grows up. You know, you can talk to me about this later if you think I'm wrong. But God's talked to me about it very, very seriously. Anyway. So, yeah, like I said, that's what the Great Commission said. It says, go out unto all the world. Mindsets. Our mind should be as the mind of Christ. We should be more Christ-like. Okay, here's a whole pile of scriptures I'm going to read out, and that should about finish it off, I think. There's more than 25 references in the New Testament regarding this matter, that we should be more Christ-like. Okay, John 14:9-11. Jesus said to them, I have been so long with you, and yet you have not come to know me. Philip, he's talking to Philip. He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative. But the Father abiding in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves. Matthew 5:17. Do not think that I came to abolish the law of the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. John 15:10. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abided in his love. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. 1 Timothy 1:15, 16. It is a trustworthy statement, deserving full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom I am foremost of all. This is Timothy. Yet for the reason I found mercy, so that in me as the foremost, Jesus Christ might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example for those who would believe in him for eternal life. Matthew 9:12-13. But when Jesus heard this, he said, it is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire compassion and not sacrifice. For I do not come to call the righteous, but sinners. Mark 2:17. And hearing this, Jesus said to them, it is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. Luke 5:31-32. And Jesus answered and said to them, it is not those who are well who need a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. We are saved, by the way. Hosea 6:6, for I delight in loyalty rather than sacrifice, and in the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. Matthew 23:23, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier provisions of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. But these are the things you should have done without neglecting the others. And of course this one, and we'll finish on this, because you're probably wondering where it's all going. But it's all about us being more Christ-like. Seriously. John 14:26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. So in all this, we will become more Christ-like. Our heart will be more for the sinner than the saved. Though we have very close saved friends, if you want to use that term. Imagine talking to someone and saying to them, oh, are you saved? I remember someone saying that to me years ago when I was sitting in a place called 224 Vivian Street, which was a big house we had up there. We used to go out in hordes and preach to people on the street and drag them back for prayer. We had a room probably three quarters of the size of this, full of people all over the floor. We used to pray for them. They'd be slain in the spirit and speaking in tongues, all kinds of things. And I remember one woman turned around to me and she looked at me, she was looking at me up and down. She says, are you a Christian? Because I just didn't look the part. I didn't look anything like I look now. I looked quite different. And I said, well, yes, of course I am. Don't judge people by the way they look. Doesn't always work. Don't be wise. I like that bit. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said. I really pray he does that to me because my memory is terrible. And as I get older, it gets worse and worse and worse. So I need to start training my memory. Okay, so the thing is, what I've been trying to say in this, all of this whole mission statement is that we're here for the Lord. We're here to build the church, and we're here to make the church strong. We're here to minister to all people, all races, all types. Don't necessarily let physical, visual things let you down. You know, if a person isn't saved, they need saving. You know, sometimes it's as simple as saying someone's sick, and you may say, oh, you may not believe it, but can I pray for you? And a lot of the time people say yes, and that's the Holy Spirit's opportunity to work on that person. You've just got to believe it. And you'll see things happen. You know? I mean, there are people here who've brought whole families into the fold, you know? Great. You know? Okay, so I'll conclude with a prayer. Okay, so bow your heads and shut your eyes, whatever way you want to. We're in God's presence. Okay. So, Father, help us. Help us, Father, to be a multicultural church committed to helping all cultures, Filipino, European, Maori, Fijian, Samoan, Vietnamese, Chinese, Burmese, and any other. Show us how to have a clear understanding of your kingdom on earth, Father, and how to enter into your throne room. You know, people, the musicians do exactly that. That's why I'm trying to get them to a really good stage. It's going to be so good. You're not going to want to go home. They're going to be so good. And you'll just want to listen to them because you'll be in the throne room of God. Help us commune and be closer to you like when you walked with Adam in the garden east of Eden. So during the day, let's just walk with the Lord and talk to him. You know, Father God is not untouchable. He is a loving Father, Abba Father, Daddy. O Lord, the Father of all creation, lead us and reach and touch others by building your churches. Father, give us a vision for that. Show us what you want. Guide us to be Christ-centered, Bible-based in our approach. Jesus always in the center of what we do. Jesus was the example. Help change our worldly mindset, Father, to your mindset, a godly mindset, and the mindset of Jesus Christ our Lord. Impact us with the power of the Holy Spirit. Help us to keep positive in everything we do, Lord. In every sphere of our lives, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Thank you. So let's get closer to the Lord in some song and worship, eh? This is the time we can open ourselves up. Sing at the top of our lungs. That's fine. Yes, you can.
I'm going to worship God. I'm going to give you all your Your glory be with us. Protect us in the shadow of your wings. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence.
Yes.
In the midst of this world. Thank you.
Yes, Lord, we are bound to gently,
yes,
gently praise you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ,
yes,
our Lord.
Yes.
Your precious Holy Lord, who was offered for us and taking all the sins of the world, and who by his death destroyed them, and are rising to life, Lord. Thank you.
we are in extreme, our total dependence on you, Lord. There are lots of moments in our lives, Lord, where we take a step back because we know that we cannot do it alone. And we need you, we rely on you, Jesus. Thank you.
Let us all pray. Yes, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day that you have given to us, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for the message, Father. May we be like you, Lord, for the rest of our lives.
Yes.
I know it's going to be a process, Lord, and human as we are, we make mistakes every day. But thank you, Father, for your unforgiving love, kindness, and also for your overflowing blessings.
Yes.
For the past week and for the weeks to come.
Mm-hmm.
We ask for forgiveness for the sins that we've made in front of you, Father. Thank you for giving us our families to support us every day, every mm-hmm. time. Thank you for the friends.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for this church, Lord.
Yes, thank you.
We just want to bring you back all the glory, honor, and praises. And
yes.
the people of God say, Amen.
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 Yeah.
The team, the music ministry is really getting strong. Praise the Lord for that. Let's give a gift up to the Lord. Oh my. Thank you. The dwelling of the Holy Spirit is upon us. So we will all share. But Father, bless the food today that we're going to share. You bless the hands that cook them, oh Lord. And Father, thank you for all your provision. In Jesus' name, and have a good week, my brothers and sisters. Amen.
Amen.
The pastor and I had agreed that after the sermon, ang buod ng sermon natin ngayon, can I speak in tongue?
Yeah.
Ang buod ng sermon natin ngayon, yung mission statement ng ating church, lahat tayo na nandito ngayon, tayo ang pinaka foundation member, gagamitin tayo ng Panginoon, gagamitin kayo ng Panginoon sa pagpapalago, hindi lang isang church, kundi churches. Sa ngayon, stand alone tayo, independent church. Dito magagaling sa mga darating na panahon, kayo ang mamumuno. So God will bless you, the Holy Spirit will be with you, and the glory will use you mightily. Amen. So huwag kayong mahihiya, huwag matatakot. Let's be brave for the Lord.
Yes.
I have a passionate love for Jesus.
Amen.
By that passionate love, be passionate with your love for others. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, let's enjoy.
His blessings.
Pretty good. Travel music.
Okay.
So a new set of strings of guitar sound very different. I thought you were playing all the wrong chords. I couldn't work out what you're doing.
No, because we got lost. And now I
mean,
I won't communicate from traveling to the string is along the way.
Yes, but as soon as that broke, the other string went out. Did you notice? Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You were also lost.
That's why you've got to be careful with what songs you speak like at the end. You don't know those songs. You've got to be very careful. Because at the end, you want people to get into worship. But we'll teach you. We will.
The first is really nice, but the strings just goes.
I'm not sure.